Now, if people have come here today expecting some learned and erudite exegesis of the resurrection narratives, you are going to be so disappointed. If you didn't even know what that sentence meant, you're probably going to be really pleased. Because what we're doing today is we're starting off with the big Easter family quizaroo. Thank you. Now, I do want to just say to some of the more mature ones among us, you may know the answers to some of these questions, but do give the younger ones a chance. I'm going to let you decide which category you're in, and they're not necessarily related to age, by the way. Anyway, what we're going to do is just consider this fantastic time we're celebrating and find out how much we know or don't know about it, hence the quizaroo nature of what we're about to do. Right. We're looking for a word often associated with Easter with three letters in it. Shout it out. Yeah? Egg. Let's have a look. Hang on. You don't know he's right yet. Don't say well done. It could have been pie. Egg. Egg. Yes. Now, just out of interest, could anybody want to hazard a guess at what brand of egg that might be?
Galaxies.
Cadbury's, quite right. We even know the brand of eggs. What's going on? Yes. Okay. Are eggs mentioned in the Bible? We have a no. Hands up if you think no. Hands up if you think yes. Oh, come on, fence sitters. Let's find out. Are eggs mentioned in the Bible? Yes, they are. Luke 11, if someone asks for an egg, would you give him a scorpion? There you go. Fair dues. Has that got anything to do with Easter? No, you're quite right. It hasn't. Are chocolate eggs mentioned in the Bible? I had one yes, and I think I heard no from most other people. Does anybody know why chocolate eggs started at Easter time? Oh, Craig. Yes, understood. First bit's definitely right, second bit's right, but the real answer is a businessman saw an opportunity. Pretty much, that's what happened. Okay, we're good on the eggs. We've probably established, though, that that was a no, by the way. They're not mentioned in the Bible, chocolate eggs. Eggs actually don't have a lot to do with Easter. Not really. We can make some fancy things up about chicks and new life. I'll come on to that later, but they don't really have a great deal to do with Easter. We've made them that way, but they didn't. Okay, we are looking for a word. What's that? 1, 2, 3. That's a word with 5 letters, also often associated with Easter. Anybody want to hazard a guess? Oh, yeah, who said that? That was brilliant. Did you say bunny? Fantastic. Bunny. Look. There we go. Easter bunny, yeah. There we go. Okay. Let's carry on. Are rabbits mentioned in the Bible? We've got a no. We have a zippy. We've got no's around the place. Who said yes? Nathan said yes. Let's have a look. Yes. The rabbit also, for it chews the cud, is unclean for you. There you go, rabbits in the Bible. Okay. Are rabbits linked to Easter in the Bible? No, they are not. We're doing pretty well here, by the way. Let's continue. Okay, so it's eggs down, rabbits down. What's next on the list? We're looking for a 4-letter word that is often associated, certainly for some people, with the preparation for Easter. It could be, but it's not. Four letters. Four letters. cake. Good one. It is sometimes. That's not the one I'm looking for, but yes. We might have, yeah. Oh, the plural. See what you did there. Yeah. Clever. No. but good. Lamb. Another good one. Not the one we're looking for on this occasion. Menu. Well, if you're going out for Easter Sunday lunch, quite possibly. Okay, John. Zippy, have you got another answer? No. Lent. Oh, Lent. Right. Does anyone know what the word Lent means and where it comes from? I mean, there are apparently a number of different answers for this. John, we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that one. There's all sorts. I mean, I'd spent some time trying to look this up. It's about spring. It's about the lengthening of the days, all that sort of stuff. Does Lent appear in the Bible apart from when it's in lentils? We don't count that, okay? Does Lent appear in the Bible? We've got a no. We've got a yes. That's all we need, a no or a yes. Yes, I have neither lent nor borrowed, Jeremiah 15:10. Come on. Does Lent appear as part of Easter in the Bible? No, it doesn't. We're doing well, by the way. This is very good. Let's carry on. So, eggs are gone, rabbits gone, Lent's gone. We are demolishing Easter here, folks. This isn't what you expected, I know, but bear with me. We're nearly there. We're now looking for a four-letter word that some people do also in preparation for Easter. That was quick. From the youngsters. It was pretty fast, yeah. So let's have a look if you're right. Whoa, yes, you were right. Fast. Who knows what fasting is? Younger ones. What's fasting? Anyone know? Yeah, the opposite of slow. Great. Hey, I'm slowing down. Does that mean a young one's fasting up? Fasting. What was that? Don't eat. That's good advice, and it's right. Yeah. Fasting is when people, for various reasons, decide not to eat. Now, does the Bible say Jesus' followers can or even should fast at Easter? A yes or a no? We've got no. We've got a yes. I can always count on Zippy for a yes. Well, I think so. The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, says Jesus. In those days, they will fast. Now, that really says there is a period that's absolutely right for fasting. And I don't believe it necessarily disappeared on the resurrection, because we are still waiting as the bride of Christ to be perfected, and we will meet the bridegroom. So, phew, we haven't totally demolished Easter. There's a yes there. So eggs are gone, rabbits are gone, Lent's gone, fasting, yeah. Now, I'm not going to embarrass anybody, I'm not going to ask this question, but my guess is many of us will have had or bought or received eggs for Easter. No problem. We might have had received scent or cards or even chocolate that has something to do with bunnies. We might well have decided to do some celebrating or practicing of some discipline at Lent. Don't know how many of us have fasted. Now, three of them don't really count for Easter. One of them does. Just saying. Right. Okay. I'll say, I don't want anyone else to put the hands up. Hands up if you didn't fast for Lent. Right. I didn't want anybody else to put the hands up. He's the biggie. Does Easter appear in the Bible? The word Easter. You were going to say yes, weren't you, Zippy? In fact, you did. We've got yeses, we've got yeses, we've got noes. Again, does Easter appear in the Bible? It most certainly does.